anxious.
Oh, well, we'll just forget about that. Yes. Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, March the 18th, 1975, interviewing Mrs. Bessie Frank Anathan, interviewers Minnie Sussman and Sarah Lefkowitz. Bess, when we met with you last 2 weeks ago, we got an awful lot about you and your family and your own private life. But you also have a very public life. And you have been involved in practically every segment of the community when you came into Pittsburgh from Steubenville. I wonder if you could just talk about some of the things that you have done, the things that interested you most, and from which you've derived the greatest satisfaction.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, yes.
Well, to start with, I was trying to think this over a bit myself, and what I would tell you, and when I came home from boarding school, I wanted something to do, and they had the Irene Kaufman Settlement. Remember?
Yes.
It was called that,
uh-huh.
And just been started a few years, and I'd always been interested in art, and I thought if I got some of the young people together on a Saturday morning and showed them pictures of the famous paintings that it would give them an interest which they wouldn't otherwise have. Their parents wouldn't have told them, possibly, because after all, they were from that district,
uh-huh,
around the Irene Kaufman Settlement. And I got these, was the Perry pictures that you bought, prints,
uh-huh,
of, I don't remember what they were, but they were prints that I sent for to New York, and I had these for the young people, and I taught them that, and that was one of the first things that I did and loved doing, talking to them about art.
Did you find them responsive?
Very. They were interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some pictures. I even had some when we moved from, when I was married, and I moved from
Steubenville?
Ellsborough Avenue. I didn't take them along. I left them at Mother's home. And I don't know what became of them, but I even had some left then. So that was one of the first things I did.
And then you also were somewhat of an artist yourself, too. Haven't you done some painting?
Well, I painted a bit. But I never bragged about it.
And then what were some of the other things that gave you a great deal of pleasure? What were some of the other things that gave you a great deal of pleasure?
Well, I read to the children at the Cookwood Children's Home. The old McGee Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a children's hospital, and I read to them, and another thing that gave me pleasure was when I started the class, I guess you'd call it, of children, hard, deaf-mute children.
Oh.
I think I told you about that. And we only had one teacher, it seemed, in the city. Although I think that one other organization had classes for deaf-mute children. But I started that one out on Butler Street, where they had the classes and other things.
How did you become interested in something like that?
I don't know. I don't know, but anyway, I got this teacher, and I paid them, and we had a peephole on the, it was downstairs, we had a peephole from upstairs to look down mm-hmm. on the children, and they didn't know you were looking at them, and they did very well. And then Mrs. The wife of, what's his name? He and, he was a moving picture actor in love with an actress, but they were good Catholics, and they didn't marry. And the wife of...
Spencer Tracy.
Spencer Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife started a school in Los Angeles, and she got our teacher, and mm-hmm. she promised she'd only keep her for 6 months, and then she could come back to us. Well, mm-hmm. she never came back, mm-hmm. and the one we had wasn't too good, and so the Children's Hospital took over that class. And just this year, after, goodness knows, it must have been 10 years anyway, that I hadn't heard anything about the children of the class or anything, somebody must have remembered mm-hmm. that I started it. I wish I knew what I did with that letter. Maybe Mary knows where those letters are.
I think we showed us that, and you had that with some of your other files last week.
Oh, I guess
week.
I
yes.
did. Well, anyway, yes. They remembered that I started this and wrote me an appreciative letter.
Bess, why were you interested in the National Conference of Christians and Jews? Why was that an important organization for you?
It's too hot when you put it over there. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible. This dress is so short.
Oh, that's okay.
We started in Steubenville, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we had a rabbi come down there or whoever came to talk to us about it. And then we started this national conference, and we had meetings. And that was, from that, we started the Reform Temple in Steubenville. And Cy and his brothers and a few other men started the temple and built a temple
mm-hmm.
and it's still going, only of course, it's a much nicer temple today. But I don't know what...
I mean, but in the Conference of Christians and Jews, did you feel that it was an important thing that there be an organization that would work for better understanding and meeting together of people
Definitely.
Of all religions and faiths?
Definitely. Yes, I think that's why we started it in Steubenville. And we had lectures, and the Gentiles were invited,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And we had dinners, too, I remember. But I wouldn't say I started it alone, because I'm sure I didn't.
And then when you came into Pittsburgh then, you maintained your interest and became active in the Pittsburgh.
That's right.
On that. Are you still interested in something like that? And in what do you feel that that organization has been what you wanted it to be, or do you think that they changed their approach?
No, I think the people who were big enough to come to our meetings were very, I think that they probably were made broader in their outlook, their thoughts about Jews and so forth. They learned a lot about it.
Now, there was another area where you were, too. You were always so far ahead of your time in so many things that you did. You were very interested in the Planned Parenthood from the time when the Planned Parent wasn't the thing to do. I mean, what made you interested in a program like the Planned Parenthood?
Well, I was asked to join Planned Parenthood, and I was busy, and I don't know, but I went down to see them, the rooms, and meet the director, and at that time it was in the Wabash Building, and they only had two rooms, and they had chess in the hall with their records in and so forth. And I said, oh, I don't think I want to, I don't know whether I said to them, but I decided I wouldn't join until they had a more important place. And I told them that, and trying to think. Well, anyway, I'm not sure whether it was Nora Elkis and one of my Gentile friends who started looking for another for larger rooms and more space, and they found more rooms in the physician's building, which was next to the old Lincoln Hotel, and they asked me to see them, and I said, oh, well, this isn't very much better than the other. You need more rooms. And they said they couldn't afford it, and I said, well, I'll pay the rent for 2 years. and you take more rooms that are necessary, and so forth. And when we went to see the agent said, "Why, Mrs. Anathan, you and your brothers and the Fox own that building." And I said, "Oh, I didn't know that." And anyway, I didn't get it any cheaper. But we did get help making the rooms and the dressing rooms and things like that useful, and I joined. I mean, I said I would become a member, and my friends, both of them, sent me flowers. Yeah. One didn't know that the other was going to send me, but they did. I'm trying to think. There's a young Mrs. Flynn, who lived on Ellsborough Avenue, who was interested, and I'm trying to think who the others were. But anyway, it was at the beginning of the Second World War, and women just flocked there for help. Mm-hmm. And it grew and grew. It was really great. And they charged a nominal amount to some people who could afford it. Mm-hmm. And I've been an honorary vice president ever since. Goodness knows how many years.
Then, best continuing on in the health field then, I mean, we're talking about that, your involvement in the Montefiore Hospital. Have you derived any particular pleasure or enjoyment from that?
Yes, I have. My father was one of the founders of the first Montefiore Hospital, which was on Center Avenue. Mm-hmm. An old building, and when I came to Pittsburgh, I was here a few years. They elected me to the board, and I suggested that we have a gift shop, mm-hmm. and they didn't want to have it because they said they would thought they would lose money. At a gift shop, I said, "Now look, if you do this, I'm sure you won't lose any money. And to prove it, I will pay for the first 2 years to to run it." Well, they still didn't want to give us any space, but they gave us a closet and a small room in the basement of the new building where we are today. And and they had a wagon, you know, with magazines and candy and everything else on it, and they from the very first, it was a success. And there was only one or two other gift shops in Pittsburgh. And so anyway, after a year or two, they decided to give us a bigger room upstairs, and with a cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And they made money from the very first. And then, of course, you know what it is today. And they gave $150,000 for the auditorium in the new building.
Mm-hmm.
The people at the gift shop had made that much extra money that they were able to get that much money away. And of course, it's very, very popular. Lots of people.
And then I think, too, if I recall, you also were responsible for some departments or some kind of equipment that was so essential for some of their development, I believe, in that. You gave something, I think, didn't you, some kind of medical equipment that was so important to them, too?
Yes, I did. I gave them I don't know what you call it, for $25,000. And when they put up the new building, I gave for Cy and me, I gave them the X-ray department.
That's what I was.
Of course,
yes.
It didn't pay for the whole X-ray department, but it was $250,000.
But it was such an important thing to the hospital.
They have signed my name up on the wall, and some other people who gave quite a little less than I did. But I was very pleased to be able to give that department. They don't call it X-ray, they call it will you find out the name of
it? Yes, I will. And then, Bess, into the field of the arts, music and literature and the theater, what about your interests in those things?
Well, I was a member of the Little Theater, Pittsburgh Little Theater, for a number of years, and I didn't do too much about music.
Have music and the arts played very much of a part in your life? Has it been an important thing in your life, an interest?
Yes, but through my own interest.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
I mean, not that that I did anything.
But what it meant to you, I mean, did it mean much to you? Did you gain any kind of happiness from being exposed and being part of an enjoyment of that?
Oh, sure. I belong to the Friday Night Symphony, and I don't know.
Do you think your life would have been as interesting and as complete if you hadn't had the interest in music and in reading and in art? Or do you think that it added a certain, an important, essential thing for you
to live? Yes, I think it did. But I don't feel that I did anything.
No, but I'm talking about your own enjoyment. I'm not talking about your contribution or anything.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what it meant to you the kind of things, whether it was important to you.
It did mean a lot to me.
Yes, I
thoroughly enjoyed the arts. I was a member of the, Forbes and Shady, Shady and Fifth.
Oh, yeah, the Pittsburgh, arts and crafts.
The arts
and crafts, yes.
The arts and crafts. And I painted a little myself. And I love music. But I don't feel that I added anything to
I'm talking about what it did, whether you added to that, but it added to your life,
yes,
to your enjoyment.
It did.
And then too, Bess, I think if I'm not mistaken, I look at all these books and their stacks, reading has always been a great source of enjoyment and pleasure to you, hasn't it?
It certainly has been. I said to Freddy today, I'm really surprised that I have read so much and you and Jane haven't read a great deal. And Fanny said, well, my eyes aren't good enough, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane, of course, is so busy with everything else. She belongs to so many things. And she's recently been elected to the board of the Arts and Crafts.
Oh.
And she's on the board of Carnegie, of the women's board of Carnegie. She was president when they just had the women's, the younger women and the older women. And Jane was president of the younger women's board, but then they connected. And Jane isn't president anymore. But she does a great deal.
Which gives you a great deal of pleasure to see that she's following in some of the same things.
And they're
things.
So fond of her down there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them call her by her first name.
And this, I think there's another quality that you have. You like, as I've observed you over the years, you've always liked being surrounded by people of ability, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I mean, you were. These were the kinds of things that you felt strongly about.
Well, it means a great deal to me to have intelligent friends. I don't know if that's just the way to put it.
I think it is. I think it's a good way to put it, yes.
It's being honest.
Yeah, and it's true. You were never satisfied with just the ordinary.
No, or gossip and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this, I think, is... and I felt that this was what I had observed, but I was wondering if my observation had been correct about it. Bess, is it because of those kinds of interests and the kind of people that you liked to be with that influenced a lot of the things that you did, whether it was be in the art and the music, or in the world of community support?
I don't really think so many. I think it was my interest in those things without anybody getting me to do them. I just did them because I was interested. And of course, if you show an interest, people are glad to have you help.
Bess, I'm going to bring up another thing.
There's some candy in there. Will you help yourselves?
Thank you. Bess, I wanted to bring up something, and this is where I'm touching on something that's very close to the Council of Jewish Women, and that is your interest in older people. How did you become, and why did you become interested in older people? That was a good 25, 30 years ago.
Because my mother was very lonely.
Oh.
When her friends, one by one, started to pass on, mother lived to be 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that she outlived quite a few of her best friends, and I couldn't be with her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that much for her to do. She